Well, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And this is 1 hour of Chazanis. I know that if you are listening to this program, you're onto the home page, perhaps, or you can go back to the home page. There are notices for 3 concerts. A week from tomorrow night, on June 8th, at Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence, Ichamir Helfgott and the Muller brothers, that's Zevi and his brother, I think it's Moshe, I'm not quite sure. For information, 516-569-3600. 516-569-3600. And Danny Goldar will be accompanying, and the Jesse Aronson Beth Shalom Choir will be there, conducted by cantor Eric Freeman. It always is a magnificent, magnificent event. And for those of you who have not heard Helfgott, you certainly must take this opportunity. Following week, I guess it's, what is the date here? Free concert, Sunday, June 13th. This is sponsored by the United Hebrew Community of New York. We'll have Chazan Netanel Herstik, Michal Pruzansky, and Shlomo Letterman Ensemble. This is free. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's at the Gershwin Theater on Campus Road, Brooklyn College. Limited seating. It's a first-come basis. Again, it's Netanel Herstik, Michal Pruzansky, and Shlomo Letterman Ensemble, Sunday, June 13th. And then, of course, as you can see on the website, an evening of great Jewish music, June 23rd, that's Wednesday evening, with Shimon Kramer. He is the cantor at the Riverdale Jewish Center, Netanel Herstik, and Yitzi Spinner. And the music will be by Neshoma. They've always had some outstanding, outstanding concerts at the Riverdale Jewish Center. I'll be there. Hope to see you there also, Wednesday, June 23rd at 7:45. Okay, in the background, we've been listening to the great Moshe Koussevitzky with Sheibona Beis HaMikdash. Now, you know that a few weeks ago, I started to do an Umi Pene Chatoenu marathon. Well, there's so many great versions of Umi Pene Chatoenu. I just decided I'm just going to do it. And I think that what's very appropriate this evening is that I play Benjamin Muller and his version of Umi Pene Chatoenu. This is from a live davening, and I saw Benjamin Muller earlier this evening at the Sheva Brachas for his nephew, Zevi Muller. As I mentioned, we were at the wedding past Wednesday, and it was just a wonderful event, really very, very special. A lovely couple, really wish them only the best. So, in honor of Zevi Muller and Chaya, we're going to play Benjamin Muller with Umi Pene Chatoenu. Benjamin Muller. Okay, that was not a live davening. That was from a live concert. Sorry that the sound perhaps wasn't 100%, but you got the flavor. Wonderful, wonderful rendition of Umi Panei Chator Einu. Now, I know that people have been asking me about the Cantorial Council of America concert last night. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, I had intended to be there, but on my way back from Toronto, I was making the big circle. But I had the funeral yesterday of my daughter's mother-in-law, Carol Papermaster, and that was certainly a very sad, sad event. And just as an aside, Mickey, if you're listening, it's such a small world. It turns out that our friends, our mutual friends, Marcia and Stanley Reiter, also from Connecticut, were very close with my late, I guess it's Machatenista, and we never put two and two together, but they were at the funeral, and it's they go back way, way back. 35 years ago. Okay, one more Umi Panei Chateinu. I guess you're not sick of it, neither am I. I think it's interesting to hear all the different versions and renditions. This is a short one. This will be a different one, actually. This is Moshe Oysher with Umi Panei Chateinu.
Mil Yeah. Ovinu marikinu galei
rather different version of Mipine Chatoenu. That was Moshe Oysher, in case you were not familiar with his distinct voice and delivery. Well, just briefly, if you missed the first hour, I was at Zevi Muller's wedding on Wednesday evening, and on Thursday, I had the opportunity, I guess it was Thursday, oh, it was Friday, I had the opportunity to meet Stan Marchand Simcha. Many of you are familiar with Simcha. He was very much involved with the Cantor's World Forum, and he recorded all of the shows and put them on the archive. And as you know, he has been my emergency backup when I was not able to record my program. There he was in Canada recording it and sending it to me. He's also very, very well versed in computers, which impresses me to no end. And I just feel so lacking in that area. But it's good to have friends and people who know what they're doing. Just a commentary. One of the things that occurred on Thursday, we were going to leave on Thursday, but we had discovered we were very friendly with a fellow by the name of Izzy Kaplan, who has the Israel bookstores in Toronto, and very, very much involved with Israel and Sederot, tragically passed away a few months ago. And we spoke to his wife, Susie, and she told us that Thursday evening they were having a memorial service honoring his memory and those of a few others who had contributed so much to the Jewish community. So we went to that event at Shaarei Shamayim, and we saw a wonderful group, Lahakat Harabanut. This was a choir of seven or eight young, wonderful young soldiers. Maybe they were sailors, soldiers from the IDF. But what impressed me very much was the whole idea of the event was celebrating B'nai Akiva and Mizrahi. And I couldn't get over the enthusiasm and feeling of unity that I saw at that. It was, first of all, it was packed. It was sold out. And so many young, beautiful young boys and girls, and they were so enthusiastic about B'nai Akiva. And I was thinking, B'nai Akiva doesn't quite exist here in the metropolitan area, perhaps in Teaneck and a few other areas, but it was such a wonderful sight to see. And I was a bit jealous. A wonderful community, a Jewish community there in Toronto of over 200,000, very close-knit and very involved with Israel, very, very strong. Okay, that was Susie. It was wonderful seeing you. That was Izzy Kaplan's wife, and to be there for this wonderful tribute to the late Izzy Kaplan of Toronto. Wonderful friend of Israel, to say the least. Okay, well, next here, Moshe Stern. I know I played him last week, but I can play him 2 weeks in a row. This is Ritzei Hashem. This is the great Moshe Stern. As you can tell, that was also from a concert recorded live. You know, I don't like playing a cantor for whom I have no facts. I just apologize about this next one. I have it from 1920. It's from the 20s. His name is Herman Fleischman, and we're going to hear Toras Hashem. This is Herman Fleischman. Something a little different, to say the least. That was Herman Fleischman. Joseph Schmidt, you know the story. He was the darling of the German public in the early 30s, the late 20s and the early 30s. He was a great star, and he went on to oblivion, and when they discovered that he was Jewish with the rise of Hitler, He had his falling star, as they say, a star fell. Let's hear Joseph Schmidt with the Bruches for Hallel. Joseph Schmidt. From the early 30s. Joseph Schmidt, also recording late 20s, early 30s. Well, it certainly is appropriate to play this next selection in light of the tragic situation that was foisted upon Israel by its enemies. And the whole world has always been against Israel, almost the entire world. And we just see it in its hard truth occurring today. And the media is having a field day, of course. Of course, the facts don't matter. The facts that Israel has supplied its enemy with food and has allowed tons and tons of, a million tons of food to go through to Gaza and supplies Gaza with the electricity and their water, which is insane. The enemy is out to destroy Israel, and Israel, for humanitarian reasons, has been supplying that together with the food that has sustained them all these many years. Okay, so it's appropriate to hear Ozzy Schwartz with Avinu Shebashamayim.
Shamaim Tzur Yisrael V'goaloh Avinu, Avinu Shema Shamaim Tzur Yisrael Barech, barech et medinat Israel Reshit tzmichat geulateinu Hagen aleha bevrat chastecha Ufros aleha sukat shlomecha
Terra!
Ozzy Schwartz. I was just thinking, when I was in Israel 3 weeks ago, I attended the bris of his second son. It was a very, very wonderful thing to be there for such a simcha. And Naftali Herstik did the prayers. It was something to behold. Ozzy Schwartz. Well, today is Memorial Day, and we remember those brave Americans who lost their lives protecting this country. And I also am thinking of the brave Israelis who were killed protecting Israel today and yesterday. And we just pray that there will be no intifada, that it does seem that this whole thing is a setup for an excuse to bring about the next intifada, but I just pray that doesn't happen, or that Israel puts it down before it gets out of hand. I guess it's appropriate to play something from Av HaRachamim, Requiem for Martyrs. This will be Pierre Pinchuk, and it picks up in the middle of the prayer, Baruch Amov HaAtzumim. This is Pinchuk, Pierre Pinchuk.
Ach, es jedin, veya eshorin, veya temimim. Ay, kayin, lo yasa koedel, shemos aruna vishom, על קדושה סעשה אך סיידי ויהיה שוורי ויהיה שוורי ויהיה תמיד כאילו יסקודש Shemo vosaru navishom Al kedushas al kedushas Hashem Yeah. Gori me kalla O me arruio il guveiro La hatu is Vechefert, 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 vechefert,
Pierre Pinchik, that was from Av HaRachamim. One more piece, we'll go a little bit over. Yossel Mandelbaum, he was the cantor at the Sfardische Shul in Borough Park, and we'll hear the closing piece will be Zara Chaya, which is part of Yikum Pur Khan. This is Yossel Mandelbaum.
Zaro, Zaro chayo vekayama, Zaro dilo yive sok, ve dilo yive tor, mi besko me yara. Zaro di lo ive soi, ve di lo ive toi, mi pisco me lo ara. Sis porcom si j'étais devant, de si le poire comme de si j'étais devant, mini calme, mi calme, marine, bille, chienne. Morro, mi
That was Yesula Mandelbaum with Zara Chaya. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I just want to remind you that a week from tomorrow, that's at Congregation Beth Shalom. This is Tuesday, June 8th. You'll have the opportunity to hear Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott. Cantor Zevi Muller, who was just married Wednesday. I was at the wedding in Toronto. It was wonderful. And at the Sheva Brachas earlier this evening. And his brother, Cantor Moshe Muller, and Cantor Joel Kaplan, accompanied by Danny Gildar. And it's going to promise, it promises to be a wonderful, wonderful event. I've been to it every year, and each year outdoes the previous. So it's with the Jesse Aronson Beth Shalom Choir, and the conductor is Eric Freeman. Call 516-569-3600. Look, you're onto the website. Go to the homepage. In the upper right-hand corner is the information, the phone number, how to get the tickets. I also remind you that on June 13th, Herstick and Przanski at Brooklyn College. And then June 23rd, Wednesday, Nathaniel Herstick, Shimon Kramer, and Yitzi Spinner at the Riverdale congregation. You have the information there. It's all up there on the homepage, the upper right-hand corner. Thank you for joining with me, and come back again next week. Let's hope that Israel will, well, they will get past this. It will be difficult times, but they have our prayers. The whole world is against the Jewish people, but this is nothing new. We've been there before, and it's the condition. I think somewhere in the Torah it says we were destined to live alone, and I guess we are.